Hi there. The word for today is on dealing with depression. In James 5 verse 17, the Bible says Elijah was a man just like us. Elijah had been fearless for 3 years, became frightened when Jezebel threatened his life. So he ran to the desert where he became depressed and announced in 1 Kings 19 verse 4, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. Elijah became a prime candidate for depression when he got physically tired, emotionally drained, and felt threatened. It was a basket case of emotional problems like fear, resentment, guilt, anger, loneliness, and worry. And the Bible says that Elijah was just like us. He wrestled with the same problems we do. He got so depressed that he actually wanted to die. Why do we get ourselves into such emotional messes? Well, sometimes it's because of what happens to us, bad circumstances that occur in our lives. But more often it's due to faulty thinking. The truth is our emotions are generated by our thoughts. And when we think in destructive ways, we're going to feel depressed. Our emotions spring from how we interpret life. And if you always see things from a negative viewpoint, you're going to get down. To rid yourself of harmful emotions, you've got to learn to change the way you think. That's when the Bible talks in Romans 12 verse 2 about being transformed by the renewing or reprogramming of your mind. To overcome depression, you've got to learn to correct your wrong thinking and attitudes about life. In the words of Jesus, John 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Looking at things from the right point of view, God's point of view, is the path to overcoming depression. And that's the word for you today.